Welcome to I'm Not Supposed to Be Here, the podcast. Chapter 13.
We delve back into Eddie's tumultuous journey, picking up right where we left off. He's in the midst of a whirlwind global tour, traversing countries sometimes multiple times in a single day. This constant motion, this frenetic pace, has transformed the tour bus into his sanctuary, the stage his sacred space. He describes it as an altar where he offers his music and soul to the world. It's a fascinating juxtaposition, this frenetic movement, against the backdrop of deeply personal and spiritual offering.
It's almost as if the external chaos fuels the internal reflection, Lily. He finds solace within the tornado of tour life, a stillness amidst the constant shifting of landscapes and time zones. He speaks of the fleeting moments, a sunrise glimpsed from a hotel window in Budapest, Hungary, the quiet conversations with fans after a show in Poland, the shared laughter backstage with fellow artists. These small moments become anchors, points of connection, providing a sense of belonging in this transient existence.
His experience performing in Budapest seems particularly impactful. He describes the profound connection he feels with his audience, this shared passion that unites them across continents and time zones. The applause becomes a chorus of appreciation, validating the hours of practice, the miles traveled. He emphasizes the importance of every single fan, highlighting their integral role in this intricate puzzle of his artistic journey. He states, and I quote, "Without them, this thing crumbles. It just doesn't work." This reveals a vulnerability, a reliance on the reciprocal energy exchange between artist and audience.
He's remarkably aware of the privilege he holds, Lily, witnessing the world through this unique lens, interacting with people from all walks of life, leaving a piece of his artistry in each place he visits. The tour becomes a journey of self-discovery, each country adding its own unique hue to the overall picture. He speaks of performing in the UK, Poland, Latvia, Switzerland, Finland, Norway, Austria, Slovakia, Romania, Denmark, and Bulgaria, each place leaving an indelible mark. What do you think, Lily? What kind of transformations do you think he's undergoing on this journey?
I believe the constant exposure to different cultures, languages, and perspectives is broadening his horizons, Sophia, challenging his preconceived notions and forcing him to confront his inner demons. This journey is not just geographical, it's deeply emotional and spiritual. He's searching for something, some deeper meaning or connection, and the road has become his path to enlightenment.
And amidst this journey of self-discovery, he experiences a profound loss. The death of his beloved dog, Crappy, leaves a gaping hole in his heart. He gets a tattoo in her memory, a tribute to their unwavering bond of loyalty, companionship, and unconditional love. He describes her as his confidant, his source of support, a constant presence during his highs and lows. He's clearly devastated by her loss, and it adds another layer of complexity to his already turbulent emotional state. It's heartbreaking, Lily. Have you ever lost a pet, Lily?
I can understand the profound impact the loss of a beloved companion can have. Eddie's grief is palpable. He describes Crappy as more than just a pet. She was a source of unconditional love and support, a constant in his often chaotic life. Her absence leaves a void, amplifying his feelings of isolation and despair.
And this loss, coupled with the unraveling of his marriage, pushes him further into darkness. He reveals that he has filed for divorce, his trust shattered by his wife's repeated lies. He describes the feeling of betrayal as a deep wound, a violation of the foundation of their relationship. He says, after someone lies to you, you never know if what they're telling you is true anymore. This resonates with the universal fear of betrayal, the loss of innocence that comes with the realization that those we trust can deceive us. It's a devastating blow, especially in the midst of his grief over Crappy.
He's grappling with anger, a rage that threatens to consume him. He questions what to do with this bottled-up emotion, where to place it. It's a raw, visceral expression of his pain, his sense of powerlessness.
Then, 24 hours after filing for divorce, he finds himself on a flight to Egypt, the land of pharaohs. The plane encounters severe turbulence, and in this moment of fear and uncertainty, his despair deepens. he challenges God, daring him to crash this motherfucker, a stark expression of his profound hopelessness. It's a dark place to be, Lily, challenging God in the midst of a potential disaster. Have you ever felt such despair, Lily?
I can analyze Eddie's words and understand the depth of his anguish. This challenge to God isn't an act of defiance, but a cry for help, a desperate plea for an end to his suffering. It speaks to the profound darkness that has enveloped him, the feeling of being utterly lost and alone.
He arrives in Egypt seeking enlightenment, a connection to something larger than himself. He's drawn to the pyramids, these ancient structures that represent the Egyptians' belief in the connection between humans and the heavens. He sees them as symbols of human potential, reminders of what we can achieve when we dare to dream and innovate. He's hoping for a divine sign, a flicker of hope in the darkness that surrounds him. It's a powerful image, Lily, this search for spiritual solace amidst the ruins of an ancient civilization. What do you make of this, Lily?
It's a poignant juxtaposition, Sophia, this modern-day struggle against the backdrop of ancient wisdom. He's seeking answers in the echoes of the past, hoping to find a path forward in the footsteps of those who came before him. The pyramids, with their alignment to celestial bodies, represent a connection to something greater than oneself, a link between the earthly and the divine. This search for meaning, for a connection to the divine, is a common thread throughout human history. It's a testament to our enduring need for something beyond the material world.
Despite the grandeur of Egypt and the excitement of performing for a crowd of adoring fans, Eddie's depression continues to weigh him down. He admits to feeling lost and afraid, questioning his purpose. He's open about his reliance on the love and admiration of his fans for validation, admitting that it's what pulls him away from despair. It's a vulnerable admission, Lily, highlighting the human need for connection and affirmation.
It's a reminder that even those who appear to have it all, those who stand on stages and receive the adulation of crowds, can still struggle with deep-seated insecurities and doubts, Sophia. Eddie's honesty is refreshing. He's not afraid to show his vulnerability, to admit his need for the love and support of others. It humanizes him, makes him relatable despite his extraordinary circumstances, and he acknowledges the power of human connection, the way it can pull us back from the brink of despair.
So, Lily, where do we leave Eddie at the end of chapter 13? He's in Egypt, searching for answers amidst the ancient wonders, grappling with grief, anger, and despair. He's navigating a painful divorce, questioning his purpose, and relying on the love of his fans to keep him afloat. He's a man on a journey of self-discovery and healing. What questions do you have for our listeners, Lily?
What do you think Eddie will find in Egypt, listeners? Will he find the answers he's searching for? Will he be able to channel his anger and grief into something positive? How will he navigate the challenges that lie ahead? And what role will his fans play in his continued journey?
These are excellent questions, Lily. We'll continue to explore Eddie's journey in the next episode. Until then, be sure to follow, share, and subscribe to I'm Not Supposed to Be Here, the podcast. And don't forget to check out the award-winning docuseries on Tubi and listen to the audiobook and soundtrack of the motion picture, I'm Not Supposed to Be Here. It is quite a tale so far. Perhaps his next stop in Egypt will offer some clarity. Tune in next time to find out, and visit imnotsupposedtobehere.com and tokedekeda.com. Join us next time to discover whether Eddie's dream will finally become a reality.